Islam. Welcome on in, family, and welcome to this Indiana Counselor Moorish American Podcast. I am Divine Minister Dr. Siana Thornton L. High name, Dr. Sai Natinu Heteru L. And along with me today, we have our young God man,
Trent Barrow L., reporting from the Indiana Counselor. Arise, giving highest praises to the great God Allah, and highest honors to noble Drew Ali, and highest honors to my mom for letting me make my, for me making an episode on the podcast.
Gratitude. We give honors to you as well, young God man. Gratitude for being here in this What is a Negro podcast. So let's jump right on in, God man. What is a Negro?
A Negro is a four-legged animal.
I have never heard this, family, until I came into Moorish science. I'm so glad we're going over this so we know for a fact 100% that we are not Negroes. How did the Europeans make us Negroes?
The Europeans kidnapped us and renamed us Negroes.
They renamed us Negroes. Why did they do that?
So they could denationalize us.
That's a very big word you used there, son. Denationalize. So are you saying that they took away our nationality?
Yes.
Why did this happen?
Because we turned our backs on Allah.
Well, we turned our backs on the great God. So, it was our own fault that we were denationalized.
Yes.
Were we slaves forever?
No.
Why?
Because Noble Drew Ali said we are not slaves, but we are Moorish Americans.
That's right. Our holy prophet, Noble Drew Ali, came and he gave us our free national name. Being Moorish Americans, we are not descendants of Negroes, colored folks, black peoples, or Ethiopians. Why? Because Acts 6 tells us that these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1776 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the nations of the earth and also the government in which they live. You're absolutely right, son. Gratitude for that. Islam. So, God, man, what happened to the Moors after we left slavery?
We went to find other Moors around the world.
Then what happened to our nation?
We got together and rebuilt our government.
What is the name of our government?
The Moorish American government.
Islam. Are there still unconscious Moors out there in the world?
Yes.
What are we going to do about that?
We are going to teach the unconscious Moors their divine creed and nationality. Our holy prophet, Noble Drew Ali, said that Moors do not sleep.
Islam, that is absolutely correct. What does that mean to you, that Moors do not sleep again?
It means to me that we know ourselves, and ourselves is Allah.
And who are we?
We are Moorish American nationals.
Islam. Gratitude to you, Dr. Trent Barrow L. Jr. for this grand podcast, and a special honors and gratitude to our listening audience for tuning in to this Indiana Counselor Moorish American podcast. Is there any final words that you would like to say?
I hope everybody who watches this podcast have a great day, have a great night, an evening, anything. Just be positive and love yourself.
Gratitude. Peace and love.
Islam, Islam, Islam. I am Divine Minister Dr. Saad Natinu Heteru-El, and I just want to say, I rise and give highest praises to our Father God Allah, and the highest honors to El-Hasharif Abdul Ali, honors to our theocratic Moorish American government, and honors to our Grand National Seal, our Grand National Emblem, and our Grand National Flag, the Moorish Flag. Peace and blessings and peace and abundance, peace and prosperity to all of you who may be tuning in here, there, and everywhere. I'm just coming in with a quick message. You can hurry over to the Moorish American Government.land, click on that freedom tab, and go ahead and fill out the census. If you are considered to be Negro, colored, black people, or Ethiopians, you can go ahead and run on over there to the Moorish American website, and again, click on that freedom tab, fill out the census, and join us in class. Peace and love, family. I look forward to seeing you all there.